Page 44, cases in which he doesn't care whether the people are actually poisoned or not, and in which he is very glad on realizing that they will be poisoned if he cooperates by going on doing his ordinary job, is not one that necessarily carries with it any difference in what he overtly does or how he looks. The difference in his thought on the subject might only be the difference between the meanings of the grunt that he gives when he grasps that the water is poisoned, that is to say, when asked, "Why did you replenish the house supply with poisoned water?" he might either reply, "I couldn't care tuppence," or say, "I was glad to help to polish them off," and if capable of saying what had actually occurred in him at the time as the vehicle of either of these thoughts, he might have to say only that he grunted. This is the kind of truth there is in the statement, "Only you can know if you had such and such an intention or not." There is a point at which only what the man himself says is a sign. And here there is room for much dispute and fine diagnosis of his genuineness. On the other hand, if, say, this was not his normal job, but he was hired by the poisoner to pump the water, knowing it was poisoned, the case is different. He can say he doesn't care tuppence, and that he only wants the money. But the commission by the accept